and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy,
here.
Councilmember Oglesby,
here.
Councilmember Edelman,
here.
Councilmember Stout,
here.
Councilmember Wisnowski,
here.
So I would accept a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I will accept a motion for the consent agenda.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now it's time for public comments. Please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence. And, limit your comments to 3 minutes. Mr. Deedy.
Hello, it's Brock Deedy from Black Diamond. I grew up in Maple Valley, but I live in Black Diamond. Sorry. Is there a place where councilmen's awards and certificates are currently mounted or displayed? Do you know?
There aren't any. Certificates
or achievements.
What kind of awards and certificates?
Well, so you and Tammy, and I think Janie as well, have received the advanced certificate of municipal.
Just Tammy and I. Yeah.
I only have the lower level one.
Okay, so are those displayed anywhere?
Mine is displayed in my office.
Does Tammy have an office?
No.
Not yet.
So I'm very proud of my wife for receiving this award, and I think it would be a nice thing to have a place where council members' achievements, awards, and certificates could be mounted and displayed so that they could be enjoyed by the public. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, we could put it on one of the walls in here.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Good idea.
That would be awesome.
So if you give me the copy of the certificate, I can have Kevin mount it.
Don't you have copies?
Yeah. I think we'll probably do that.
I'm going to mount mine too.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address Dorothy?
Dorothy Butts, Black Diamond. I don't usually come and complain, but there is a problem on my street on Fifth Avenue. Number one is there's no light when you turn that corner. There's a street light on the main street, but there's no street light on Fifth Avenue, and I almost hit two kids one night because they were in dark clothes, and I didn't see them till I was around the corner. So I think we need some kind of light on Fifth Avenue, and also people park by that stop sign, and I think the law says they have to be back, I think, 25 feet from a stop sign, and there is nothing there that says no parking. And I think we need a no parking sign. I came out of our driveway, and there was a guy coming around the corner with the podium behind him, and I had to back up in order to get him past me because there was a car parked there. And it's gotten to be quite a problem because Vines's have a lot of company, and it's just cars over there all the time. So, and I'm glad to hear we're going to have some code enforcement because they're not good neighbors.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Judy? Judy Goodwin?
Yeah,
so she's number Judy here today.
Judy Goodwin, Black Diamond. I just came to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know it's been a really good year for you. It's been a good year for me, too. I haven't come to congratulate you on all the great work that you've done. So here I am at the end of the year, and it's just been, it's been great to not, you know, have our business in the newspaper every week, and it's just such a stark change. And I was telling Barbara that it's so nice to have her back, and I said it really speaks to the quality of our city to have somebody, you know, like Barbara come back to us, a small city, after she's been out in the big city, and that she has so much fun here and really likes it. So I'm so happy for all of you. So again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We are going to go into a closed session to discuss collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42.30.144. Peter, how long do you think we should be?
Oh, maybe 15 minutes.
Okay, 15 minutes. Collective bargaining agreement with Teamsters 117 Professional Unit, Mr. Altman.
We recommend a yes vote.
Okay.
I move that we adopt resolution 18-1283 adopting a collective bargaining agreement with Teamsters 117 Professional Unit.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Altman. The next item on the agenda is, adopting a collective bargaining agreement with Teamsters 117 for Public Works and Admin Support.
Mayor, sorry, also yes.
Okay.
Recommend a yes vote.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 18-1284, authorizing the mayor to execute the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Black Diamond and Teamsters 117 Public Works and Admin Support Units.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Altman. Okay, our next item is an ordinance, number 18-1110, adopting complete streets policy. Mr. Boucher.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Well, you've seen that this ordinance a few times. We've held a public hearing, and it's basically solidifying some of the policies that we already have for a walkable community, providing for in our street projects that we take into account all users of the street system. We really didn't have much public comment, but we did some refining of this ordinance at the committee level. We'd recommend your approval. Thank you.
Councilmember Deedy.
I think it's obviously important to pass this just because it puts us in a position to be able to get funding for street projects, any projects that have to do with the transportation board. And also, you know, any projects that are going to be designed or done within the city still comes before the council for approval. You know, and a lot of projects still also go out to the residents for input. So this isn't taking anything away. It's just helping us get grants and keep our roads and right-of-ways up to date.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, and this has been before the Public Works Committee at least a couple of times, and we had recommended that it come forward to the full council. And there's, you know, most of these things, the city's already performing these duties, so it's not any over and above what their original duties are. So I endorse it.
So I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 18-1110, adopting the complete street policy, providing for severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We next have a resolution 18-1285, adopting stormwater program plan. Mr. Boucher.
Thank you. Every year we update our stormwater management plan to make sure that we are in compliance with our Department of Ecology's stormwater permit requirements. So each year there has typically been a few new requirements. Sometimes they're minor, sometimes they're larger, but we would include those and then also include what the things that are coming up. So in some cases you'll see things that we had planned on doing are now identified as things that we have now done. Over the next few years, we'll be under a new permit, and there's which starts this next year. However, the permit has not been finalized as yet. So, however, we are programming in the first few requirements of the new draft permit, as most cities are doing. Any questions? I'd be happy to answer, but we'd like to get this, we need to get this done before the end of the year. Thank you.
So I make a motion to adopt Resolution 18-1285, adopting the Stormwater Management Program, SWMP 2019 update.
Second.
Is there any further comments?
I was just going to make a comment that these are minimum requirements by the state of Washington. There's nothing that says that we can't exceed these, and I think in some cases we do exceed what's already required. So it's a good deal for all of us, and we're not going to adopt the what-ifs from the state of Washington until we have to, because there's a big, huge cost impact to the citizens of Black Diamond. So I endorse this.
All those in, oh, Council Member Stout.
Stormwater management is an ongoing process. The city staff is always paying attention to what's going on around the town, around the city, to make sure that they're doing the best and the right thing for the citizens. And as long as I've been hearing about stormwater, there have been constant changes and focus. And this is just one more thing to keep us at the level that we need to be to meet the state requirements. But beyond that, this is about our citizens. This is about our environment where we live. And the city staff is very concerned about this, so I appreciate the work that's gone into this.
All those in favor?
Aye.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next resolution is accepting the TIB grant for Roberts Drive Project. Mr. Boscher.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, I'm very pleased to bring this grant before you. This project was in question a year ago, and I'd like to thank Andy Williamson and Scott Hannes. Andy for is taking some leadership and focusing us on, he was kind of taking the lead, saying we need to get down to TIB. And so we, Scott and Andy and I went down, had meetings with the Transportation Improvement Board president and his staff. But that was kind of a big kickoff for this effort. And thanks to you in that giving us the funding to get the design done ahead of time, that helped us the chances for getting this grant. So that's putting your money where your mouth is, and we're getting that done ahead. We had a shovel-ready project to deliver. And Scott for doing just an excellent job with the grant application. So we're ready to move forward, go to bid in January, and make an award in February, and notice to proceed in March, construction April, May. It's kind of the rough schedule. So that's all I had on that.
Councilmember Stout?
This item is a cause for sadness, or there's probably a better word than that, because this project should be done already. It's also a cause for rejoicing because this project is going to be done, and not in the very distant future. We had an email from a citizen group and some people who live outside the city who asked us to delay this, to delay voting on this tonight, and asked us to investigate other measures that were recommended to us previously. Part of what they said was that this is not a very well-traveled route, and that we should be spending our money in places where people already walk. I called my friend to ask her if I could use her name tonight, because Tabitha Baker, who is a citizen of Black Diamond and lives on Morgan, told me Tuesday night that all summer long her children were begging her to let them walk from her house to the park up in Ten Trails. And she said, absolutely not. There is no way I'm letting my children walk across that bridge. She let her oldest son, 16, ride his bike quickly. He's over 6 feet tall. And she thought that he could really hoof it quickly across there on his bike, but she would not let her younger elementary school and middle school age children go there. She said, and I quote, all the moms I know are thrilled that this project is going to happen. So this is something very good for the citizens of Black Diamond, and it's overdue. And I wish that Scott Hannes was here tonight so that we could give him the kudos for the hard work that he did going to the Transportation Improvement Board to get this grant for the city.
Yeah, well, I'll certainly pass it on. Thank you.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this project. I'm in support of it 100%. I feel it really gives us a connection to Ten Trails and the community, and be able to use every open space possible in downtown Old Town, Black Diamond, with the new residents coming in, as well as us residents welcoming and going in and using the Ten Trails. So I'm really ecstatic, and I love the fact that it created another safety. You know, we can have a nice, safe sidewalk across that bridge and be able to use it. My only question is there any room in that project for, like, an educational board? You know, because that bridge creates such an amazing view. As we have that beautiful sidewalk across that bridge, it's going to be a great gazing at that mountain right there. I mean, is there going to be any kind of opportunity to have some sort of, like, board or saying or, you know, education about the mountain or the surrounding areas around that bridge?
There certainly will be opportunity, but it's not part of the project.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be something else we'd have to address later.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Dede?
So most of you know that Councilmember Edelman and I lived through that nightmare of trying to get this project passed and through. I'm excited that it's finally going to get passed. I'm off of what Councilmember Stout stated. I know that there's a lot of residents all the way up on top of Lawson, all throughout the city, that walk down to use the park at Ten Trails. It's an amazing park. It's an amazing place to walk. And a lot of residents use it. And everybody has to pass over that bridge. I walk it to get my walking in. And for the last, gosh, I don't know, 20 years, I've walked over that thing. And it's not a safe area to walk. So I would like to thank Seth. Your team did great. You know, Scott went down there with you and Andy and got this going. The council backed it, said, you know, if we get it, yes, we're gonna pass it. Mayor Benson for, you know, supporting the staff and getting everybody there to get this done. So it's a project that should have been done at the beginning. And just a reminder that when Ten Trails or Oak Point or Yarrow Bay at the beginning, when the whole contract was passed by the council at that time in the development agreement, it says that the city will go out in good faith to look for grants to help with any project that the city is already existing issue. And this place right here is a huge existing issue. And the city went out for that grant, we were awarded that grant, and the council prior failed to pass it. So this council obviously has stated that they will pass it at other meetings, that if we did get the TIV grant, we were fully for passing this. So I'm thrilled that tonight it is finally here. I look forward to seeing construction out there. I won't complain at all about having to be rerouted anywhere. So thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I want to say ditto to everything that's been said tonight. This also, you know, for someone who doesn't live in Old Town, I still drive across that bridge, too, and it's even scary when you're in a car. So I'm looking forward to it, and again, I think Seth and your team have done a fabulous job. I want to thank the council and the mayor for her leadership on this, and for us to have this council that stepped up and it's going to do the right thing that should have been done 3 years ago. So we're a little behind the eight ball, but we're on the right track now. So thank you all very much. Also, just as an aside, because attached to this was a lawsuit from Oak Point. Mm-hmm. And so by this going forth tonight, that lawsuit will go away. That's a benefit to every taxpayer in this city, where we have wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars in the last 5 years. It wasn't just the 2 years, it was 5 years. So I just want to thank everybody for just hanging there with us, because we all suffered. Thank you.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution 18-1285, authorizing the mayor to execute a fuel tax agreement for the Roberts Drive 135 west of Rock Creek Bridge to Breckner's Way project, TIV number 6-P-800, is that a DD4-0?
It's
004.
Parentheses 004.
I can't see.
Dash 1. Second.
And can I just make a correction? I think you said 18-1285 is 86. Yeah, just make sure it's on the record.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Yay. Yay.
Thank you.
So the next item on the agenda is ordinance number 18-1111 regarding business license regulations. Ms. Kincaid.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor. This is some state legislation that passed. We've discussed this in council. We've discussed this also at committee meetings, that the state wanted to streamline business licensing. So they passed a House bill that requires any cities that issue business licenses to make decision about whether to partner with the State Department of Revenue for the issuance of the business license, or go with another agency. We decided to go with the State of Washington Department of Revenue. And so what this ordinance that you have before you is the revision to Chapter 2.58 in our city code that really changes, you know, the revisions are about now we're going to use the Department of Revenue, and the process has changed, because in the old code language, it had people coming to the city to get their business license. So it's really just laying out for our citizens what they need to do now to get a business license in the city of Black Diamond. We did not change our business licensing or renewal fees for our citizens. And we really believe that this is going to make things easier for everybody to be able to, because you have to go onto the state website anyway. If you open a business, you have to have a state license. And what this does is then they'll just click on that they're doing business in the city, and they'll get a city endorsement at the same time. So it's just going to be a one-stop shop for everybody. Any questions?
Then I move to adopt ordinance number 18-1111, adopting the amendments to BDMC Chapter 2.58 business licenses.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
So the next item on the agenda is ordinance dash eight, number 18-1112, amending the 2018 operating budget. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The ordinance you have before you tonight is to amend the 2018 budget. This is really a housekeeping measure. During the year, we bring resolutions as we receive new grants or as you approve money like to set aside $50,000 for the police car or to set aside $35,000 for the community development, building official vehicle. So as you pass all the resolutions during the year, we keep track of that, and then at year end, we have one combined ordinance that will amend the budget. Per the RCW, as long as you have extra revenue to cover that, you're allowed to go ahead and have an amendment. In fact, you're really required to, because if you were to go ahead and buy the car and didn't have a budget there, you could get written up because you'd be over budget. So this has been to the Finance Committee. Most of the items on here are grant related. It's the records grant. It's all the different items that we brought throughout the year, the Rock Creek Bridge engineering. So I recommend that you approve this budget amendment for 2018.
Make a motion to approve ordinance number 18-1112, adopting the 2018 budget amendment.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We next have an ordinance number 18-1113 regarding stormwater rate increase. Ms. Miller.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council again. This has had a work study with our consultant. We've had a public hearing. This is really a rate increase that's needed to provide the cash flow for the stormwater. You've heard earlier that we continue to have mandates from the state for our permit, and we continue to have expenditures. We put off a rate increase, and now we need to raise the rates $3 a month for a resident. And then in 2020, we'll just do an inflationary increase if it's necessary. This is really an important move. The council and the city is required really to have rates in place so that we have the money to pay our operating costs. And our consultant really demonstrated, based on levels of growth, that we really need this rate increase. There was a public comment at the last public hearing that there would be a bunch of money building in the future for capital projects for the Oak Point development, and that's really not the situation at all. I looked at the capital projects. It's a basin study. It's other projects that really have nothing to do with Oak Point development. They have their own storm pond that they paid for themselves, and their stormwater is really taken care of as part of the master plan development. So I did want to mention that. I recommend that we go ahead with this rate increase. I did want to mention that commercial will be appropriate. It'll be a little more because it's based on the number of units. So if you're twice as large as a resident, then you'd pay $6 more a month. So I did want to mention that. I'm here to answer any questions.
Councilmember Stout.
I just want to say I really appreciate the use of inflation over the years to have a rate increase at a steady, hopefully slow rate from year to year. I think that's probably why we're kind of in a pickle
that's
right
true.
Now, is because we've been coming back for a rate increase, and it's just always playing catch up. So I think this is a very sensible financial way of managing the rates that need to be in place. So I think it's a really good organized system. Thank you.
Make a motion to adopt ordinance number 18-1113 regarding a stormwater rate increase of $3 per month from $16 to $19 per month per equivalent residential unit effective January 1st, 2018. 2019 and approve an annual CPI-U inflationary rate increase effective January 2020 and beyond.
Second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is ordinance number 18-1114, adopting the 2019 operating budget. Ms. Miller.
I'm really happy to be before you tonight with the operating budget. It wasn't always that easy in the past, and so this is very nice to have a council that was willing to come to all the meetings, willing to ask great questions, willing to really, you know, study the budget and understand it and be supportive of the fact that we do need a budget to operate in the future. We've had four work studies, three public hearings, many meetings and discussions, and I think it's a really good budget. It's all the funds are in balance, and we're required to have a budget in order to go into the new year and pay for our expenditures.
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 18-1114, adopting the 2019 budget.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Mayor.
Yes.
I just wanted to confirm with May. May I just, is there a typo in the very first whereas clause? It says that the preliminary budget was submitted to the City Council by the mayor on November 15th. Shouldn't that be September 15th? The preliminary budget would have gone to the mayor on September 15th.
I didn't bring my backup word.
Just in that very first whereas clause.
Okay. Could we change it with that?
That's one little thing.
So make a motion. So I amend the motion. The first whereas, the preliminary budget was submitted to the City Council by the mayor on September. Is that what we want to say?
That's, I believe, when that was.
Okay, 2018.
Sorry.
Thank you. And with that said,
you can
just do a motion to pass by.
Yeah. Okay. So I just do a vote.
Did you second?
Oh, sorry, I just asked. No. All right, second.
That's what I asked. Any further discussion, Councilmember Deedy?
So
she wants to amend the budget.
Yeah.
Submit a substitute.
No. I thought about it. So I'd just like to say thank you. It was a pleasure. The past two years was quite difficult, but it was a pleasure to work with the council on this budget. A lot of great questions. I did miss a meeting while I was gone, and I did listen to the audio, and everybody had great questions. There was nobody just not talking, so it was a pleasure to work with you guys and get a budget that's fiscal and good for our citizens. So thank you.
Councilmember Oglesby.
I'm very appreciative of the city staff in May and having a budget like this, being the first budget season as a new council member. Really, I was kind of a little scared of this, to be the truth told. But you made it so easy and so easy to speak to. And all the times I came into your office to learn more about the budget and have more questions, I just really appreciate the city staff in May and this nice, clean budget we have for our city. So I'm in favor of this, obviously, as I motion to approve it.
So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I did want to add, I want to thank the mayor and all the department heads and all the staff, because it comes from the leadership of the mayor and then all the staff, because it's not just me, it's all the people out there really working on that. So it takes everyone to put this together.
Thank you, Meg. So the next item is resolution number 18-1287 regarding uncollectible utility bill accounts. Ms. Miller.
Yes. This resolution, we have a utility system that has been upgraded a couple of times, but every time it was upgraded, they just carried over old accounts. And in the upgrades, the data was lost. These are accounts that are before 2013, haven't been billed.
and they're uncollectible because you can only go back 4 years, so they're 5 years at least, up to 10 years old, and they're shell accounts that don't have any information in them. Most of them are fairly small amounts. I worked with Mr. Lenihan on the resolution so that we can clean up our system. We're looking at upgrading to a new utility billing system again next year, and this will just clean out several old accounts. They're now inactivated accounts, but they're just shell with a number and a dollar amount in them. And I know at least a couple of them were in bankruptcy, and you wouldn't be able to collect those. And the others don't have any data. Usually they came about when a house would sell, and you have part of the bill is the old owner and part with the new owner, and then you still have to go through, and the real estate agencies ask for an estimate, and then they pay off an estimate. You have to do a refund, but then you have to get the accounts, and in the past they weren't always handled properly, so we have a new process to handle that. And we only have like two in the inactive account right now, and I audit those every month to make sure what the status is, so we shouldn't have this in the past unless there is a bankruptcy.
Councilmember Deedy.
So it did go through finance, and it makes sense to just get this cleared up and off the books and not have it just keep showing up. Yeah. So we really need to just pass this and get that done so that May doesn't have to keep looking at all these.
That's right.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 18-1287 to remove inactive utility accounts that are 5 to 10 years old and are deemed uncollectible in the amount of $2,540.17.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
That is the end of our business meeting, so it's time for department reports. Chief Smith. Oh, I guess Jake,
I get
Farrell
to go first.
Yes, that's a long time.
I'm Jim Farrell, and I'm the elected fire commissioner that represents Black Diamond. And it's a pleasure today to announce to you that Santa Claus is coming to Black Diamond, and he's going to be handing out candy canes to everybody in exchange for non-perishable food or toy items, which will then be brought back to Black Diamond on Monday by me and a couple of other commissioners to give to your food bank. So we look forward to having a couple of council members with us on that day. Janie Edelman and Tammy Deedy will be with us riding in that fire engine, and they'll be the ones that are setting off the siren. So I want the chief to know that it's okay for them to do that. So anyway, thank you, and I look forward to seeing all of you here on Friday.
Thank you.
Chief.
Not yes. To mention there's dinner, too.
Oh, yes.
Are you bringing dinner?
No, you're cooking.
Oh, okay. No. You want the training director.
Okay, it'll be cereal if he does.
Well, you're talking about, Greg Smith, fire chief.
Yeah.
You're talking about replacing the bridge. About 46 years ago, that's where I got my first of two speeding tickets. To that bridge. So. I don't know who's your police officer.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
42.
I think I was going like, must have been going like 28.
Downhill.
So,
on a bicycle?
Yeah, no, I was actually driving a car. We just got cars then. So, let's see, we'll be having the new career. Firefighters begin the academy, and he'll be graduating in January. I'm not exactly sure of the date yet. I'll get that to you when I know that is happening. Incident reports, actually that should say November instead of October, sorry. So fires, there was city engine responded to one fire, and that was actually mutual aid with Kent Fire Department. So there was no loss in the city again. Like I said, you guys have a really low fire loss in the city. Much more than I think any other city or even in the district, so and that's a good thing. 27 EMS call, 4 hazardous conditions. Most of the time those were power line down. 2 service calls, 2 good intent. And that's typically where somebody's barbecuing in the backyard and somebody calls to say there's a fire and we get there and it's smoke from a barbecue. And 1 false call, so you had 37 incidents in the city of Black Diamond in November, about 1.23 per day. It's about 21% of our total calls that we respond to. I think we're about 6 a day. So, Blossom Hills Fire Station, nothing new to report. They did have an architect contact me the other day. I think they must be reaching out to some architects on that building. But that's about the only thing I know that's going on with it. We've provided specifications for the new fire apparatus to the city. May and Deputy Chief Bartle should be getting together in January to start that process. Go out to bid and get that rolling. And it takes about 12 months to finish that project and get that done. So hopefully by end of 2019, first part of 2020, you'll have a new fire engine down. March 9th, volunteer graduation, 2018-2, our second Academy of the Year. They'll be graduating, and that'll be held at Fire Station 96. Typically, we held that at our headquarters station, but we're going to change up, and we're going to do it at our Station 96. That's the one off 400 where we did the thing for the soup ladies down there. So, I'll let you know about what time. It's typically about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'll make sure that you know. Let's see. We talked about the holiday engine. We've ordered a couple signs for Station 99 that says it's not staff, that you know, make sure you call 911. Also, I'm getting some bids to place a 911 call box outside of that station. So,
thank you, Chief.
Yeah, well, we actually ordered those signs about 2 days after our last meeting, but we had to have them made, so it takes. You can't just buy it off the shelf. So went down to Home Depot and they didn't have one like that. So, so those are being made and they weren't in yet. I was hoping they'd be in tonight so I could show them to you. So we're going to put one at the front of the station and one right over the man door on the east side of the building there. So looking forward to Santa comes to town twice on Saturday. So. Pretty interesting. He can be in more than one place at a time.
He's very.
That's how I managed to deliver all those Christmas presents all over the world. So we're going to help him out. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Anybody from the council have any questions? Yes.
This is not a question. It's a little comment. My friend's daughter was in a fire in her apartment in Utah, and she wrote a very eloquent kind of a essay about her experience of getting out of her apartment with her husband, her baby, and her mother. And it was just a couple of minutes where she was breathing thick black smoke, and really the harrowing experience that she had. Literally, she decided to just roll down the stairs because she couldn't breathe, she couldn't walk, she couldn't get out, and it was only a couple of minutes. She also had a couple minutes of disorientation where her husband and the baby had gotten out and she was circling around in the apartment not knowing what she should do. It just opened my eyes to what it's really like, what it can really be. And here's a young mom, and you think, you know, they're the ones who are healthy and strong and can jump up and get out. She didn't know what to do, and she nearly lost her life. Everybody was fine. Everybody was great. They got out of their apartment with zero. Absolutely, they had.
Well, they didn't. They got out with their lives.
They got out with their lives. They took nothing with them. But it's just a sign. It can happen in a moment. And that fire was started by the downstairs neighbor smoking in bed. It had happened before, and she just didn't take the warning.
Yeah.
So, thank you for what you do. Thanks for being there for us if we need you. And, you know, I think really the education that comes from the fire department is really important.
Well, well, thank you for that. But, you know, that's why I encourage everyone to have smoke detectors in their home. But, you know, of course, apartment buildings, they need to be sprinkled. Anything with, you know, and because someone else has a fire, now your life's in danger. Right. People need to make sure their smoke detectors are working, and they need to think about, what am I going to do when that goes off? And what I would recommend for everybody to do is talk to their families and say, if we have to leave, everybody go to the mailbox, so everybody goes to one place. That way you're not running around. And when we get there, somebody doesn't say, well, we're not sure if everybody's out or not. Cause, right. You know,
she said she woke up and heard a distant beeping, and she didn't know what it was. Yeah. So it was someone else's smoke detector.
Yeah, fires are not like they are in the movies or on TV. They're very, you know, it doesn't take long for the smoke level to get down to here. In fact, that's what you, typically people don't burn up at fires. They die of smoke inhalation. And they stand up out of bed and take a deep breath, and over they go. So. Thank you. It's warm in here.
Yeah, but it's cold outside.
Yeah, I'm going to have my sweater and a sweatshirt on. Thank you.
Is there another department report?
Yes. Thank you, Mayor. I've asked Dan Del Santo to come and give you kind of an update of what a Public Works crew has been up to. And we'd like to do this from time to time to provide you kind of some highlight of what your crew is actually doing out there. A lot of times when you see the maintenance crews, the visual stuff is probably the lower level things like mowing or shoveling along the street or something. But these are skilled, highly trained professionals, so they need to know equipment operation, mechanics, electrical, fluid mechanics, physics and chemistry, how to operate the water and sewer systems, pumps and system controls. There's a lot of certifications for safety that they need, and so they truly are the behind-the-scenes people that keep you safe and protect the public health. So Dan was going to just walk you through some slides of what's what they've been doing. Thank you.
Council, thank you. This is kind of a distorted picture here. This is the old electric pump station. We didn't know whether we were going to keep it or tear it down, but since it was in the parks kind of land, we thought we better keep it. So we didn't know the damage. You can see there's a rotten beam from the breath lickings, and we have support beams holding it up. Hell, we thought it was becoming unsafe, so we thought we would just slide a couple new beams in to replace about 12 to 18 2x6 car and then redeck it. Brenda, you can switch to the next. And we did slide these two 6x6 beams in. We took the fascia off and slid them in on the truck and notched them so they fit in there and shimmed it up. So the next thing we were going to do was replace the 2x6. We had the estimated cost of replacing the roof, which was about $18,000 to $20,000, so we thought, oh, we can do it ourselves. So as we put those beams on and we started to replace the car decking, go ahead, Brenda, and you can change to the next slide. You can see the car decking was a little worse than we thought. You can go to the next one if you want. That was kind of the roof of the pump station. So we ended up completely removing the roof and installing new 2x6 car decking on it. Had a new roof put on. And you can just flip through these pictures like this while we're putting the car decking on. And then we had it roofed. And it took us about 3 days to do all this. And less than $5,000 we had it done. So that's one of the jobs we did about. These are what we've done in the last 2 to 3 months. We ran out of niche spaces. That's at the cemetery, Black Diamond Cemetery. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but this is where you can put your ashes and have kind of a plaque made. So the city decided to buy two niches, and we had to prep the ground, and they came delivered from Spokane. So here's the truck unloading some of them, and we're putting them in place now. and you can just kind of click through there, and you'll see how we were setting them down. We had to pre-level the base, which was hard to lay something about 2,000 pounds on it, because I would have rather poured it, but they did it. But it turned out pretty good. That's so now they're ready to install. So that's what we did. Here we have in the city four major PRV stations, pressure reducing valves. We have them located along 169. It reduces the pressure from the 850 zone to the 750, reducing pressure by up to 80, 90 pounds. This is significant because if they do go out, we have most of our old pipe is in Morgansville, and we just see like 130 pounds of pressure in those pipes. Here we discovered a leak in one of the PRVs. The fittings was cracked. So with my, he's hanging there. this is really considered confined space, so you have to have a permit, and legally you have to have a confined space program, which the city does. We have new employees. So we went through the whole process of training them on this to go down. You can click to the next picture. You'll see the tripod, and that's how you lower them in case, you know, we have error monitoring and all that. So we kind of went through the whole program there just to fix this leak. But that's one of the things we did. We have some sewer lift stations in town, and one of them's at the Ridge, and we were having problems with being called out continuously for loss of their vacuum systems. And we could not figure out why one pump was running about 10 times longer than the other one. So we troubleshot, thought the timer was wrong. Instead of calling an electrician in, we were troubleshooting it. And we found out that the alternator switch, you've seen a picture of, was out. We called an electrician, we got online, ordered for like $65 in the factory, put it in, and it's working great. Now we haven't been called out since. Here, one of Seth mentioned it, our DOE permit, and I don't know if you guys are familiar, but the city is required to backdoor out 100% of all catch basins in the city every 5 years, which, that's a lot. That's a lot, and we do this in our spare time. This year, so far, we backdoored all of Lake Sawyer, all of Morgan Creek, and we were doing Lawson Hill Estates when a brake seized up. You can switch to the next one, and it totally actually exploded in the cylinder of the brake when we had a full load on. You can switch it. You'll just see where it damaged the hub, and on the next picture you'll see what the brakes, that's all the pieces of the brake. Well, instead of hauling it to Les Schwab and paying about $1,200, we Jesse used to put together our new hire, did it. We did it for about $280, and we replaced the brake and everything. This is just a starter on the Ryan lawnmower we called in. It's a John Deere. We called Washington Tractor. They wanted $500 for the starter. Agro wanted $335. We found it online, brand new, same thing, for $65, and we installed it in an hour. Saved ourselves $750 on that project. So, and is that all of them, Brenda? Okay. Some of the other things we've done in the last 3 months, we have, it wasn't on there, the pictures didn't come out, but our sewer backdoor trailer, which is just an emergency vehicle, we use it all the time when sewer plugs and that, it actually runs up the sewer line with 1,500 pounds of pressure and cleans up a line if we have a plug. We were having problems with it all the time, and they thought the tank was out, that we were going to bring it in and have it fixed, and I don't even know what it would have cost. Well, we decided to look into it ourselves, and the tank is aluminum. It was fine. We were told it was all decaying, and the whole tank had to be replaced. All it was the piping in there. So we replaced the piping for about $35 and took a day, and we fixed it, and they were estimating it to be about $5,000 to repair. So that was another project we did in just last 3 months. Something else we've done was we installed 53 sewer connections, installed 45 water meters in the last 3 months. 2 years ago, just to let you know, we installed 7 water meters. So, this is what we've been doing. So, stuff you don't see, but that's just what we're up to. Now, accounting, pretty soon we'll be doing public work finals. because all these homes are starting to become final. So we have to do those inspections, erosion control inspections and that. So that's just kind of a short update. I'm supposed to keep it under 3 minutes, I said. That's just, if you have any questions, we like to do this quarterly, like every 3 months, just kind of show you guys what we've been up to and maybe...
So I heard that Public Works hired some new people, and apparently with all this work that's being done, you actually hired MacGyver, right?
Yeah. We did good. We did really good.
We're very impressed with the work that you can do and the money that you saved the city by just troubleshooting and making it happen on your own. Thank you.
We actually hire them as utility, but, you know, they're actually... higher than that, you know. We when we create our classifications, we didn't do it to be compared to other cities. We just said, hey, what's a classification so we can start it? These guys are actually jurymen and, yeah, mechanics, everything. You know, CDL, water, certs, and that. So we have a very good crew right now of energetic young people. So
with
it's really
great
paying
leaders.
Out.
Yeah.
So I've known Dan for a long time, and I know that you're very mindful of the city's budget and the taxpayers' money. You're always looking for, okay, if they say it costs this, let's see other alternatives. Where can we go? Where can we also look for the product that we need? So thank you. And I think this is a great opportunity for the Public Works Department to have Dan come here and talk about the projects. And just like you just did, explain to all of us and the citizens that the Public Works Department isn't just out there spending money or sweeping the roads or digging ditches or whatever, but you're out there fixing the issues that are underground, that are causing us low pressure or whatever issues might be that we see at our homes, but don't see you guys fixing, and the cost savings that your team is providing. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job, John.
Thank you, Dan.
I want to also mention that when we have large capital projects or a lot of development going on in town, Dan is the one who's doing the primary inspections of the infrastructure going in the ground and making sure that we get good quality construction. So I know it's typically a big strain on him when he has his regular job and then having to watch over contractors at the same time, but somehow he's been able to pull it off. But that also is a big benefit to the city and the Public Works Department.
I have one more thing. So I know I talked to Dan and Seth probably monthly about the fence, so I'm just going to give a little bit of update on the fence. I know that they're still out for bid or getting bids. The fence around the public works area is still in the works. It just hasn't moved as fast as we all would like to see, or as Lisa's I would like to see. I'm sure that Dan and Seth think I talk to him at least weekly about this issue, but they are working on that, and hopefully sometime next year we'll get that fence up.
So is there any other department reports, Kevin?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Tonight, the emergency management hat. You may have gotten a flyer. I hope you got a flyer. Those of you who live within the old part of Black Diamond, on an event that's going to happen at the Eagles on Sunday. Okay, good. So everybody, you got that. Janie, you won't get it. So I'll give you a heads up.
Okay, but I have to ask the question.
What is it? Okay, that's what I'm here to tell you.
I'm feeling
it's kind of short notice, but it was kind of tough to put this together. There's a young lady that got in touch with me through the fire department that's working on her master's degree in public health and emergency management. So she came to me and said, can you help me with my master's thesis? And so she told us what she wanted to do. We met with the mayor, and she's going to be going around town doing a survey on preparedness. And so we're doing a little event on Sunday, and I'm helping her with that at the Eagles Club. And I'm trying to get people to come in and fill out the survey, and they're going to have hot cocoa for kids and that kind of stuff. So
what hours?
That's at 2 o'clock. So if you can stop by, that'd be great. Hopefully by the mayor letting her send this out in the water bills, that's going to get out to 1,000 people. And if she can just get them to come to the Survey Monkey website and at least go that route, hopefully she'll have enough to complete her program. But the good side of that is I said, I'll help you if you'll help us as a city. And she's young and she's excited about doing some things in emergency management. So she's going to help me with the comprehensive emergency management plan. I've been dragging her around to meetings and been able to introduce her as my assistant. That's kind of nice. I haven't had an assistant since the police department. So I'm like, oh, you have an assistant in Black Diamond? Yeah, I have an assistant. So that's been kind of fun. So anyway, the police department's coming. I didn't ask the fire department to come bring a fire truck. So you're really going to be busy with the Santa Claus and all that. Two to five, excuse me, on Sunday. But I did talk to Joe, and he's going to bring the old truck down and park it out front. And then Jamie's got Michael coming down to hang out with us for a while with the police car and talk to kids and whoever shows. I don't know. It's kind of short notice, but we had to get the Eagles to, you know, let us use the facility and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of last minute, but we got it all together.
I did see it all over Facebook.
Yes.
The Eagles Hall posted it, and then
perfect,
people
good.
Been sharing it.
Yes.
So.
They're excited about it, too, because
yeah.
they're getting a generator next year. And I'm like, great, because
yeah.
we want you as a partner for cooling and heating and for emergency places to, you know, in case the big one hits us, to a place to put people. And so, and then briefly, just a little bit of an update. I know when we met with the Tri-Council, the Tri-Cities Council thing, that we were working on the communications piece as far as Maple Valley, Black Diamond, us being able to communicate. And I think I explained a little bit before that we determined that we have a VHF system, Maple Valley's on a UHF system, Covington has nothing except for the 800, which everybody's on as far as police and fire. And I think they're public works. And so we're working on that, like exchanging maybe a radio to where our EOC can talk to their EOC, that kind of thing. But what I did come up with is that we do at least all have 800, which is the police department's on. So Jamie had Larry hook up with me and see if we had an extra radio around that we could maybe get for the EOC. And so I got that, I got it fixed, got a battery for it. It was one of the ones that was kind of broken, and it's up and running. And what Larry's doing right now is getting me set back up in CAD so that if I have that radio, I'm able to log in and not freak Valleycom out, like, who's this on the radio? So I'll have a call sign, and so something happens, we can get to EOC, and I'll be able to log in, and then we can communicate at least that way. If that goes down, though, that's where we're working on the other piece, where we'll have the VHF or the UHF and be able to do it that way. So,
yes.
Quick update, we're working
Thank
on
you.
It. It's in the works. So.
And are you still working on trying to get an air conditioner for the gym to make that a cooling center as well?
Absolutely. Seth's got that in the budget for not next year.
Yeah, the following year.
The following year. It's going to be in the budget. So that's definitely our plan. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Is there any more department reports? Okay. I just wanted to remind everybody that Friday at 5:30 at the Black Diamond Community Center is the Christmas tree lighting and Santa. And there are a couple people going out on the fire truck. So I think Tammy and Brock and Janie are going to go out on the fire truck and deliver candy canes and pick up food, which I did last year, but I decided I would go to the community center this year. So, and plus, it's way warmer at the community center. And on Saturday is the hometown Christmas from 11 to 3, and there'll be cookie decorating at the bakery and wreaths and crafts at Eagles. And there's hay rides and lots of things for the family and kids to do, so it's a really fun time. And after that, apparently Santa and Frosty are going to go to Ten Trails team. No, you're not going to the tree lighting there? I thought it said Frosty on their website. But not? Oh, you don't know if Frosty's going or not. Oh, I see. Anyway, Ten Trails has their tree lighting ceremony from 4 to 6, and they said that Santa and Frosty were going to be there. So I don't know. It was on their website.
We had a company holiday party that came out, so unfortunately, Frosty will not be attending.
So anyway, we're to council reports, and I think it's council member Wisnowski's turn to go first.
Keep it short. We've had a handful of meetings on the comprehensive plan. Thank you, Barbara, for all your infinite knowledge for us poor people trying to figure out this big, long document and all the appendixes and all the information in there. It's been a great help. to figure that out. And I just want to wish all the rest of the council, the mayor, the staff, and all the citizens a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Councilmember Deedy.
Okay, so finance meeting, safety meeting, Thanksgiving dinner, that was done at the elementary school, the Thanksgiving luncheon at the community center. I attended the AWC networking dinner last night with Janie Edelman. Jay Inslee was there speaking. I do have just a quick little blurb. I know that the big hoopla right now is the BASC program at the elementary school, and since I'm a council member here and I'm also a board member at the community center, I've been in the mix of all of this a little bit. So I just would like, Mike Nelson is having a meeting at 6:30 on Tuesday with anybody that is concerned about the BASC program or has children in the BASC program, and he is meeting them at the elementary school. But I would like to just give a little bit of a back history. Mike Nelson had asked the elementary or the community center to remove the BASC program from the elementary school, as they were thinking that they would be needing all these classrooms. So the community center has been trying desperately to find a new place for the BASC program. They asked the city to help. We looked at trying to get the gym to be able to house the BASC program. That was just way too expensive for the city and too expensive for the community center. So that wasn't going to happen. Oak Point stepped in. They tried to help. Things couldn't happen right away for that area either. So we have no building, no infrastructure, nowhere to put the BASC program. So so that ultimately was a big part of the decision to end the BASC program. So I'm sorry to see it go. I know it's been all over talking here in the city about this and on Facebook, so I just wanted to give a little bit of clarity on the reason why the BASC program had to end. We are losing Helen. She is retiring, so we would have had to hire a new teacher. But again, the biggest reason is there was no building for it. So, and then on the holiday engine and Santa food drive, tomorrow night they'll be at Greenbrier Estates from 7:30 to 8, Diamond Glen from 8:05 to 8:30, and Morgan Creek from 8:35 to 9. Obviously, a little bit don't expect that it's going to be right at those times, and that anybody within Black Diamond or anywhere can meet up in those neighborhoods and enjoy Santa and the fire engines and bring a can of food for your community center. Please make sure that it is not expired food. We really need it to be up to date. And then Brock Deedy won't be able to attend. He has to run the gym that night, so we'll miss him. But Janie and I will be there.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Well, gosh, I mean, everybody knows there's a lot of activities in the community this December with the tree lighting, the hometown Christmas, from 10 to 3. That's what I remembered on the...
What did I...
You said 11.
Oh, yeah.
It was 10 to 3.
10 to 3, sorry.
The one thing we haven't mentioned is the elementary school is having their PTA holiday bazaar on the same day as the hometown Christmas. So make sure if you're into your local shopping and crafts and stuff, that is from 9 to 4. And I just want to remind people to shop locally here in Black Diamond. There's lots of great businesses, coffees, entertainment. I mean, there's so many great businesses we have in Black Diamond. So support local businesses that helps with the revenue. And yes, as Chris says, planning meetings and safety meetings all attend and all that. And Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Councilmember Edelman.
I was busy, but I'm not going to go through everything. I do want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This has been a fabulous year. And because we now can do it, because this council passed an ordinance, I would move that we cancel the work session that's scheduled for December 13th and the regular council meeting on December 20th, and this be our last meeting of the year.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Although I will say finance still meets.
This does not change our committee meetings that we may have. This is only our official city council meetings. So we're basically
the evening meetings.
We're done. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Councilmember Stout.
I attended the most recent Public Works Committee meeting and the Finance Committee meeting, where we addressed many of the issues that are on this heavy agenda tonight. Once again, it's a pleasure to work with the city staff and have them answer every question that comes along, and they really are forward-thinking. They're paying attention to what is coming up for the city. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank the citizens of Black Diamond for allowing me to sit on the city council this year. It's been a really great learning experience. It's been more and different than I expected, but it really has been a pleasure to be able to serve in some small way to bring goodness to the city. After our Public Works meeting, we took a look on the city website at the list of resolutions and ordinances that have been passed this year, and there have been many. We feel like we have done really good work for the city, and we've straightened some things out and just really made some progress. And I look forward to serving next year and getting going, and I also look forward to not coming to any more meetings during December. Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and please... to all of our citizens in this room and any who might be listening, just be careful and stay safe. We've got some weather coming up, and you know, holidays are always tricky times for people, and we want to make sure that everybody stays safe.
Do we have an attorney report?
Not a report per se, but I would just want to wish the council and you, Madam Mayor, Merry Christmas, and thanks for another great year. You guys, especially to the new people, you guys, I really appreciate the diligence and the responsiveness and the seriousness with which you undertake your duty. So very well done. Congratulations, and look forward to 2019.
So this is time for the second public comment session. If you wish to address council, please come up to the podium and state your name and your city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. And I just want to tell everybody that I would like to wish you all Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and be nice to have some evenings to myself with family and not be going to Hop Jack's after all the meetings. So
we can still go to Hop Jack's.
And we have no executive session, so I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.